Sukha Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukha Bavli Daf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi at the beginning of Masechta Daf Aleph Amad Aleph of the Mishnah. Sukha Shigavay Lamala Me'efim Amma Pasula Rav Yehuda Machshir. If a Sukha is taller than 20 Amos, it's invalid. Rav Yehuda says that it is valid. Ushena Gavaya Eset Tvachim, Ushena Shalosh Tvachonis, Ushena Masam Rav Misilasa Pasula. If it's not 10 Tvachim tall, if it does not have 3 walls, or if it provides more sun than shade, in any of these cases, it's invalid. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Amar La Stam. Rabbi Yossi taught the following statement without stating that it was in the name of Rav. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rav, Rabbanon Yalfin La Me Pischo Shel Heichel. Rabbi Acha quoted Rav as saying that the Rabbanon learned the measurement that the maximum height of a sukkah is 20 amos from the entrance of the Heichel, which is the sanctuary of the temple. Rabbi Yehuda Yalef La Me Pischo Shel Olam. Rabbi Yehuda learned his measurement that the sukkah can be taller than 20 from the entrance of the Olam, which is the entrance hall of the temple. In a pischa shel ulam, dai arboim amma, disnan tamon, the Gemara asks, well, if he learned his opinion from the entrance of the ulam, he should also limit the maximum height of a sukkah to 40 amas, as the Mishnah in Maseches Mizra teaches. Pischa shel ulam, goivoi arboim amma, barachboi esim amma. The entrance of the ulam was 40 amas tall and 20 amas wide. Tani rechia afila arboim, chamishim amma, tani bakapa afilo mea amma. Rechia taught in a bais that it is valid even if it's 50 amas tall. Bakapoa taught in a brayse that it's valid even if it's 100 amos tall. Am Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yehuda kadatei, Rabbanan kadatoin, Tetanin and Tamon. Rabbi Avin answered that Rabbi Yehuda follows his reasoning and Rabbanan follows their reasoning, as the Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin teaches. V'chein geshorim hamefuloshim metaltelin tachteim the Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamim oisim. Rabbi Yehuda says that, and similarly bridges underneath which a road passes that have walls underneath on each side, one may carry underneath them on Shabbos. The Chacham prohibited. Hich ma da'at amal tamon adroi et ha'tikra ki ilu hi yoredes v'sei semes, kach ad amal hacha adroi et ha'maltira ki ilu hi yoredes v'sei semes. Just as Rabbi Yehuda says that we view the roof as if it descends like walls, in that case, so to over here, we view the bar as if it descends and encloses. Hi da'atei to Rabbi Yehuda b'sukka, hi da'atei b'movi, hi da'atoin d'rabbanan b'sukkah, hi da'atoin b'mavi. Rabbi Yehuda holds the same view in the laws of sukkah and in the laws of mavi, which is the beam across the entrance to an alleyway that permits carrying inside it. And Rabbanan also holds the same view in their view in the laws of sukkah and in the laws of mavi. Radamya yeshdram k'sherim b'sukkah u'pasulim b'mavi, k'sherim b'mavi u'pasulim b'sukkah. The Gemara asks, but they are not the same, as there are things that are qualified for a sukkah, but not for a mavi, and vice versa. The Quranim Ksheirim Basukka Upsulim Bemavri, Vitani Kane, Havi Arba the Quranim Vesikh Al Gabayan, Basukka Kosha, Mavri, Possel. Forked canes are valid for Sukkah and invalid for a Mavri, as the Baisa teaches. If a person bought 4 forked canes and rested Schach on top of them, the Sukkah is valid but a Mavri will be invalid if he rested the beam on top of canes above the walls of the Mavri. Hadat Amma Begvoyim Gimel Lamala Mikos Lamavri, Avalim Einan Gvoyim Shlisha Lamalam. The Gemara answers they are only invalid in a mavri if they are 3 tvachim above the mavri's wall, but if not, they are valid. And furthermore, they are only invalid if they're not 4 tvachim wide, but if they are, they will be valid even if they are very high. The Gemara asks that there are walls that are valid for a sukkah but invalid for a mavri, as the Brisa teaches. Shtayim kilchosam eshlishis afilu tefach, that 2 must be 4 walls and a third can be only a tefach, and that's the law of a sukkah. Rav Chi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shtayim shal arba dalad tefachim, v'eshlishis afilu tefach kosher, uv'mavi ad shehei megufaf meidalad v'choisav. And here strengthens the question. Rav Chi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the 2 walls could even be 4 tefachim long and the third a tefach, but a mavi must be closed on all 4 sides. Rochav may esa amos b'sukkah kosher mavi posel. And another difference is that a sukkah is wider, that's wider than 10 amos is valid, but a mavi entrance is invalid. Hidla lesa gefen, esa delas, esa kisus, esicha gabov, psula. And another difference is that if he stretched up a vine branch or a pumpkin or a creeper branch and used it as schach on a sukkah, it's invalid, but if a mavi was covered with these branches, it does not require any further changes to validate it. Hadadat ama al beis osayim, ava yosim beis osayim, nasis kemachsit. And we give an answer to that The most recent difference is that this only applies to an area as big as a beis sasayim, but bigger than that becomes like a fence that was surrounding seeds that one may only carry within 4 amos. Hamasa merube metzilasa, pesuka pesula b'mavoi kosher. And a fourth difference between the two cases of sukkah mavoi is that a sukkah that has more sun than shade is invalid, but a mavoi would be valid. Sukkah makura pesula mavoi makura kosher. And a fifth difference is that a covered sukkah is invalid, but a mavoi is valid. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Hoshea lo seiftav makura el afilu nasa maltira v'yeshba roichav abot tfachim materis is a mavoi. Rabbi Acha, quoting Hoshea, said that not only if it was covered is the mavoi valid, but even if he put a bar there that was 4 tfachim wide, it permits carrying in the mavoi.